You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name's Jack Thurston. Welcome to The Bike Show. Last week was all about cycling in London and how not to get killed. This week, it's about cycling to get out of London. For the next half hour, we're going to be taking you 120 miles from Hackney to the Suffolk coast. That's right, it's the Dunwich Dynamo. A couple of weeks before the ride, I spoke to Barry Mason, a Dunwich Dynamo veteran who also organises the transportation back to London at the end of the ride. It was going to be my first time on the ride, so I asked Barry what I should expect.
Expect a long, unsupported ride. It's 120 miles, and although it's great, there's nothing I can do about the distance. That's fixed. Expect a meeting at the pub on the park in London Fields in Hackney. Probably 250, 275 people, all pretty good bike riders. A real mixture of real headbanging couriers who just get on with it and people like me who commute to work every day and probably do 100 miles a week. Mostly fairly fit people, quite a few recumbents, a few tandems, and a fantastic atmosphere at the start. And once we're out of London, through Epping Forest, the scenery and the fields and the countryside is fantastic, but it's dark because it's a 9 p.m, not 9 a.m. start. And we always plan to do it nearest to the full moon in July. So usually there's a really clear sky, thousands of stars outside London, and us Londoners, you forget what the stars are like, so you ride into the stars. 60 miles out, we take over a village hall in Great Walding Field, and some really great people do vegetarian cooking, and that's open for about 6 hours, so you aim for that as halfway. And then you have some food, and then you come out, and the dawn's coming up, and it's just like a new day, you know, and you forget how tired you are because you ride straight into the sunrise. And then at about 118 miles, you hit the sandy coast of Suffolk. And then 120 miles, it's Dunwich Beach, which is the end.
And what happens on the beach?
Oh, the end is fantastic because there's a really good classic. There's nothing there at Dunwich Beach except a pub, a few houses, a car park for the trippers, and a beach cafe. And the beach cafe opens early for us. They're opening at 5:30 this year. And we have breakfast, and then we have a swim in the sea because, well, no, I swim first. The first thing I do is jump in the sea and get clean, and you just feel really nice. Then you have a big breakfast, and then people just fall asleep on the beach.
How did the thing start in the first place? Where did it come from, this idea of riding through the night into the sea from East London?
This is the 12th one. And 12 years ago, legend has it that about a dozen couriers just met at the Duke of York pub in Clerkenwell, where they always meet and after work on a Friday. And it was such a beautiful night, they just started riding. And they just rode east until they hit the coast of Suffolk and, you know, splash, hit the sea, and that was it. And since then, it slowly got bigger and bigger.
How does the ride differ from all the other big sort of charity rides that there are about London to Brighton and London to Cambridge and all that kind of stuff?
Because it's thrown together in a really lovely, amateurish, hippie, off-the-wall way. And it's deliberately unsupported. You're on your own.
You know, so what do you need to bring?
You need to bring a change of clothes because it might rain, it might get cold. You need to bring a puncture repair kit, you need to bring some inner tubes, and you need to bring a sense of humour and a really open mind because it's a fantastic bunch of people.
What kind of bike is that you're on?
It's a Rat Racer 9, I think.
You're about 10 inches off the ground by the looks of things. Your head.
13 inches.
13 inches off the floor.
It's very fast.
How fast?
Fast enough.
Not the rider, right?
Yeah, it's not the bike, it's the rider, but this bike makes me go really fast.
Why?
Aerodynamics, rolling resistance. Everything.
So you're going to get there before sunrise?
Depends.
Denise, I've got your multi-tools.
Have you done the ride before?
No.
So are you excited?
Yeah, very.
And are you going to walk up the hills?
Yes. Depends how steep they are.
How steep does it have to be for you to walk up it?
My gear is pretty low, so...
And what?
Hopefully I'll make it.
And what are you riding? It's another recumbent
as
well.
A grasshopper.
It's a semi-recumbent.
It's a Dutch snow, it's a recumbent with a trailer on it.
Okay. Have you done the ride before?
It's not my bike. I've done it last year on my Ratcatcher 9.
Yeah.
My prototype from Mike Burrows.
And are you excited about this one?
Yes, definitely. Looking forward. Although this last year we had a really good navigator. We didn't really have to stop and look and follow people. We just followed him. And we've done it in 9 hours last year. I got there at 6 o'clock. This year,
and you're going
9
swimming?
O'clock. Definitely. Again? I've got a car inner tube. You know, those old school car inner tubes. I'm going to pump it up. You'll be the first one to see me probably in the water.
All right, floating. I'll come and see how you're doing afterwards.
Definitely. Cheers, right. Mate. I'll see you there.
See ya.
Ciao.
Please, are you ready to rock and roll?
About to head off. How are you feeling?
A bit nervous, actually. Seems like an awfully long way.
Yeah.
But at least there's lots of people doing it. So I don't think we'll be the slowest.
You got your swimming trunks?
Sure have. Can't wait to get in that sea. I think it's going to be really warm as well tonight, which is I'm going to love.
Well, the pub on the park is emptying from about 300 cyclists down to about, what is it, about 100 now. We ought to probably head on, otherwise we're going to be lost. Still very much being controlled by the traffic lights. I'm in the bus lane. There's a big stream of flashing red lights ahead of me, which is where everybody else is. I've fallen a bit behind with a technical mini disc issue. So definitely some urban sounds still going on. We're not yet out of the jungle. Now there's an Esso station. I was going to pick up some more batteries and some flapjacks. Not sure what they got there. Some people did stop. Police speed check on the left. No danger with me. We are in E17, infamous Brian Harvey country. I haven't seen him hanging outside of KFC, but I expect to. we're just crossing over the North Circular, which I guess marks a Rubicon of some kind. Ahead of me is a fleet of recumbents. I'll try and ask them how they're doing. We've just pulled in to Great Walding Field, the small village where the lovely people here are putting on some refreshments to keep us going at the halfway point. It's about 2 a.m, and I'm going to ask a few people sitting inside how they're feeling. So how's the ride been?
It's been okay. I mean, like, for the first 15, 20, 30 miles, you're really just getting warmed up, really. And it's, you're just entering into the whole spirit of it, you know, and it's all new and it's all good fun. And then come 40 miles, it starts to bite, and the reality of what you're doing starts to kick in, and the whole group's kind of become really sort of elongated, and you just find these little sort of pockets of people riding over the hills and the red lights and threatening all the rest of it.
Did you find yourself on your own much, or were you always with other people?
No, invariably with other people. And then I think one of the strangest kind of things that I've found is that you pass the same person 3 or 4 times and you wonder how that's come about, you know what I mean? You pass somebody,
how did they get
half
back,
an hour later you pass them again, and you think, well, I don't recall passing them, you know what I mean? But I mean, it just varies.
It's good to have a stop for a bite to eat here.
Yeah, it is. Very much so, yeah.
It's nice of them to put it all
I'm
on.
I'm just hoping
well.
I can get up at the moment, you know. I'm just sort of slowly ploughing my way through this plate of beans and salad and stuff. And I feel that I could sit here for quite some time and just watch people casually coming in, and I could be the last to leave. Yeah, but it's good, you know. And I think psychologically, sort of halfway, and you're looking now to the second half, hopefully it's going to be a bit easier. The reality is it'll probably be twice as painful. And when you get to the beach, you just sort of literally flop down and fall over, you know. I think that's...
So we're about halfway, 60 miles. How do you feel?
A little bit knackered, but yeah, still feeling good. Yeah, haven't been run down yet. Haven't been nicked by the old Bill for not having enough lights. It's all going well.
And you're riding what looks like a single speed with no brakes, is that right?
It has got a front brake, it's fixed wheel, yeah.
And how's that? That's much more of a challenge than everybody else with 27 gears, right?
I haven't stopped pedalling for a moment.
And how about coming down that hill into Sudbury?
I was worried that it was getting a bit faster than my legs could go. Mostly it's been going all right. The only time I went astray was when I sort of stopped petulantly halfway up a hill, and then realised that I couldn't really start very well again.
So, did you have to walk ignominiously to the top?
No, but I had to push and pay the price for my petulance.
And how about all these candles?
They're really nice. At first I thought I was just passing a couple of roadside shrines. Thought it was a bit Catholic, which... then someone pointed out it was part of the ride thing.
Well, I found it really comforting. You know, you think you make a turn and you wonder whether it's the right turn. You go on for a couple of miles or so and you see the candle and you know you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah. I really have no idea where I'm going any of the time. It's a matter of following other people and hoping they know where they're going.
So is this your first one?
Yeah.
And what made you decide to come?
Lack of respect for my body, obviously. Lack of respect for myself. No, sounded like a nice thing to do. I wanted to run into the beach, run into the sea, naked and screaming.
Right, we'll try and catch that on tape when it happens. And what's the strategy for getting through the next 60 miles?
Take it a bit easier, I think.
Are they going to snowballs as well?
So is this your first time doing the ride?
No, this is my third year. But I don't think I'm going to do it again after this year because I always say I'm going to do some serious training and I never get around to it. So I always find it much harder than I really should.
And so high points and low points of the 60 miles so far?
High point is I'm actually on a road bike this year, whereas my last 2 years I've been on my Tourer, and so I am flying along a lot faster and it's a lot easier and I'm carrying less stuff, so I actually am finding it a lot easier than I thought, so that's not so bad. High point is the weather's good and I've not actually had to need anything. Seeing all your friends, really. Yeah, chatting as you go.
And was there any point where you just felt really bad?
There was a very short time when I was on an open stretch of road and I'd lost all my friends. And I couldn't see any LEDs in front of me. And I couldn't see anything behind me either. So I really thought I'd missed a turning. I started to panic.
And then you saw one of the candles.
But then someone came up alongside me and we panicked together. Right. And we were fine. I mean, it wasn't bad.
And how about the candles?
Candles?
In the jam jars. You've not been seeing those?
A couple of them, but...
I've seen about 10.
I haven't noticed that many.
I was on my own for quite a lot of the way.
Oh, okay. I haven't been on my own that much.
And they just appear out of nowhere in the dark.
It does help to have them and just get you on
the... I wonder who puts them there. I think it's this candle fairy that comes out. It's beautiful.
I'm surprised there aren't more entrepreneurial people out there sort of selling food en route. They could make a fortune, really. Bananas en route. They all get so mushy. In your back pocket or in your pannier or whatever.
Well, this is great, isn't it, in here?
It's your first time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really nice of the folks here to put on their...
Normally I get here later. And so by the time I leave, it's about 4 o'clock. And it's usually getting light by then. But we're a lot earlier this year, and also the ride is later on in the month, so it won't be getting light now for another hour and a half. So, and it, usually when you come out, it just feels very different. When you've had a meal and you come out, and it's starting to get light, and it's a different ride. So you feel more inspired. You go out now and it'll be dark, and it'll be a bit demotivating for sure.
So what's the strategy to get through that tough hour and a half?
Knowing that we're more than halfway. This stop is more than halfway, just slightly. It's enough of a difference to make a difference. So it's that sort of just dealing with it in bite-sized chunks, really. Yeah.
Your mechanic, AO, Lilla Lake.
here we are. It's Dunwich Beach. We've made it. There's people lying around waiting for the cafe to open. There's a queue formed. People with bacon, eggs and chips on their minds. I'm going to get in the queue, get my order in and see how people are doing.
Double pot,
we'll share.
Yeah. Two for each,
right? Two for breakfast.
Yeah, two, same. Yeah.
That's right, then we'll put that back through again then.
It's rejecting me. It doesn't want to give me a full breakfast.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Oh no.
That's it, £10.
Thank you.
Have the tomatoes. Beans or tomatoes?
Beans, please.
Beans, please.
And your name is?
William. Is that for two?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Alright, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes, dear.
Tea for two and two for tea. So how was your ride?
Very good.
And how's your breakfast going to be?
Even better.
What are you visualising now?
Bacon, lots of it. It's been keeping me going the whole, well, since we stopped in the middle of the night for pea curry.
Any dark moments along the way?
Most of it was dark.
Particularly dark? Dark moments of the soul?
It was toughest the first half, actually, I thought. And after we did get some food and things, and it did start to get light, I thought the second half was easier. Probably it was slower as well. But, it's not nice, the bit where it's totally pitch black and you've not stopped and you wonder where you're going to go and when it's going to end, but all worthwhile in the end.
Everybody here has got like full English breakfast with fried bacon and sausages and everything else.
In the last,
what can you describe what is in front of you here?
All right, well, it's a confection and it's got a Spanish flag on top. Below that are wafers. Then we have cream with hundreds and thousands and what I hope is strawberry sauce. Under that, supported by two halves of a banana, is a chocolate, lemon and strawberry ice cream. And under that is some kind of foundation, I believe, to hold it all upright.
And it's all been washed down with?
It's all been washed down with apple juice.
And is this?
Yeah, for health reasons.
Is this in addition to the full English breakfast or instead of?
No, instead of. In the last 24 hours, I've eaten about a whole farmyard worth of animal food. And I can't face any more meat. But it's kept me going. I've eaten very well all the way through.
You must have known that this was going to be an option then, if it was swimming around in your mind on the ride.
I realised as I walked through the door that the last thing I wanted was a fried breakfast, and I was so pleased that at 7 o'clock in the morning that they do ice cream sundaes.
It wasn't a case of you having this image from 30 miles out in Epping Forest.
I did have the image
luring you along.
I did have the image that it was going to be hot here, but no, I rarely eat ice cream on a cold Sunday, grey Sunday morning. But obviously my body requires it.
But tell me about your ride. How did it feel?
It was great. I've done it twice before, and everything worked like a dream this time. My bike worked perfectly, and I didn't get too lost. That's the most important thing. And lots of lovely people. And yeah.
Any particular highlights?
Not getting lost.
Any moments when you just thought, yes, this is why I'm here?
I ride a recumbent bike, a laid-back bike, and I overtook a couple of people. And then I stopped and they overtook me. And then a third time I overtook them. They asked me how much my bike cost and whether they could buy one. So I was quite chuffed with that.
And you were all right going up the hills?
I was fine, yeah.
That's where the recumbent riders tend to suffer, isn't it?
Yeah, but lay back and enjoy it. Think of England and you'll be all right.
So it's a pretty grey morning here.
It is a bit grey.
But you've been in the water?
Yes, I went in and I swam.
Did you leave your bike just like sort of falling onto the onto the dunes? and they just and then ran in. Or was
well,
a bit
I
more?
I must admit, I did put on my swimmers because I wanted to be able to change into something warm afterwards. But it was definitely. I came down, had one look, and then decided that it was definitely something I had to do.
It looks
lovely.
Like you're in the definite minority of
I
dynamo riders.
I might be.
Who've not braved, who've gone for the full English breakfast, but have not gone for the full English swim.
I think that they're under the misapprehension that it's cold, and it's just not.
It looks incredibly cold.
And I swear, it's beautiful. And I'm from Australia. I mean, I swim in Australian seas, but this is actually quite warm.
So how many seconds, approximately, did you swim for?
I did laps. Seriously. I did a breaststroke that way and a breaststroke that way and a breaststroke back again and then...
And how was the rest of your ride?
It was really nice, yeah. I mean, probably just at the when we stopped for food, I was really crashing, but after that, it's got better and better.
The rice and beans picked you up a bit?
Yeah, I think the rice and beans probably did. All the hours sitting down, I'm not sure which, but...
And yeah. Any particular highlights?
I think the last 20 miles was lovely. It was just really... Really
Once
pretty
the sun came up.
Yeah, I was just cycling on my own and really enjoying wandering along. Yeah.
Will you do it again next year?
Oh, probably. I think so. I've got a bike.